Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to Copy in Copenhagen. My name is Owen, your host, and together with my co-hosts Abby and Marius, we talk about life in Copenhagen, Denmark, and Scandinavia. Recently, a friend of mine and fellow podcaster Mark Kelly joined us in Copenhagen to record an episode of his podcast, A Life in Dublin. In A Life in Dublin, Mark interviews people from around the world, learning about their culture, and decided while he was in Copenhagen to turn the microphone onto our very own Marius. So we thought it'd be fun for our Copy in Copenhagen listeners to hear what it's like when Marius is in the hot seat. Copy in Copenhagen's news roundup will of course be back next Friday, but in the meantime, enjoy this episode where Marius answers some questions about what it's like to be a Dane.
Good to be in Copenhagen and...
Yeah.
Thank you. Tack. Yeah. I learned that today. Yeah. Willkommen and tack. Yeah. Tack meaning thank you. And Marius, we have you here as well, which is an absolute pleasure. Thank you for having me in your country.
you're so welcome. Thank you for having me in your show.
Yeah, yeah, great. So I was explaining to Marius before we actually started about the kind of concept of the show where we get people who... Well, actually, maybe it'll explain how you and Owen know each other first. So you guys obviously are friends, but you also have a podcast here in Denmark.
Yes.
Called Coping in Copenhagen.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. How did that start?
I'm going to let you take this one. Yeah, you're
okay.
The guest.
Okay. I think the way it started was I met Owen at an improv theater on some jam nights, and I think we got to talking there. As we are both fans of the improv,
yeah,
and do a little of the improv, but maybe do a lot is more correct. And I think I think you mentioned, hey, I've done podcasts before, and do you know any places people can do podcasts or a radio station or something like that?
Yeah,
and then I met him some weeks later, maybe. Then I think he said, you know, I found a place. Where one can do a podcast. It's like, hey, I want to do a podcast. And I think I had been thinking about, why is there no podcast for like the expat or the international community in Copenhagen? Because I saw that at this improv theater, that was like, oh, people really, because that's a very international and sort of expat environment, people really enjoyed having some kind of common community there.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, oh, maybe you could do a podcast like that. And then we did.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's a very... it's not a similar concept. It didn't start in the same way at all, but it's A Life in Dublin, which is the podcast you're on right now. Mm-hmm. It did have that kind of... I started it with the intention of helping the expat community, and it was a bit more, not so much make them laugh, but it was more kind of, let's give them some tips on like where to rent and all that kind of shit. So that was the first, those nice, helpful tips. But maybe after 30 episodes of that, I think even the listeners were like, okay, we kind of get it now. And it kind of evolved and Owen came into it as well. And when we started doing more, just the episodes that I don't even know how we describe the episodes that we do, but talking generally about culture and country. Last year we spoke a lot about Ireland.
Yeah.
And this year we were like, all right, let's...
We've done Ireland.
Let's turn the tables.
There's nothing else to be known about Ireland. Yes. Move on.
Yeah. We've done it all.
You've done it all.
But we've spoken so far about Brazil. We've spoken about, what are the other countries?
Japan.
Mm-hmm. And that's it, right?
Yep.
So Ireland, Brazil, Japan?
Yes. That's what we're experts in those three now.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
And number three is Denmark.
Wow.
Thanks to you. Yeah.
You're just all over the map.
But what we do is we have like... three different questions, right? So, and the questions are intended for us to discover more about, I don't know if we talk about Denmark or we talk about Copenhagen. I guess we talk about Denmark, right?
Sure.
I guess to learn a little bit more about that specific culture. So we'll hit you with the first question, which we'll go for, So obviously Denmark has a national anthem, but what would be the unofficial national anthem of Denmark? As in, put it this way, right?
Yeah.
Imagine you're traveling, haven't seen anyone from Denmark in a while. You're in some very random place. Let's Cambodia, right? You're in Cambodia.
Lovely.
Yeah, you're in a bar, a late night party, and all of a sudden a Danish person rocks up.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh fuck, wow, I haven't seen a Danish person. And you start chatting or whatever. And then the DJ comes up, he's like, two Danish guys. What song do you want?
Which happens so often.
Yeah. But from this is likely to a completely unrealistic scenario. But great. That's a very good question. I think three songs come to mind. The first one is I'm a Barbie Girl.
Okay.
I think that's maybe a song we are known for.
Fuck, I didn't realize that was from Denmark.
God damn.
What was the name of that group
we had
again?
One fucking song. Aqua.
Aqua, of course.
Yes.
They're Danish.
They were Danish. They are Danish, yeah. Well, shit. There's a Norwegian in there, but we tend not to mention that.
Okay.
We take ownership of them.
Aqua.
Yeah,
that song was... You don't get more famous than that song.
No. And I had a little revival with the Barbie movie probably now. I don't know.
Yeah, they're doing a tour. Aqua are back doing another tour. I think they're going to play... is it called the Royal Arena?
Yeah.
Yeah, which is like the, I don't know, the point. No, it's not the point anymore. What's the one? The O2 in Dublin?
It's actually the Three Arena now. It's just changed sponsorship.
Okay, Three, it's about to say, it's like, so they've gone from not knowing, people don't know if they exist or not, to the biggest arena in Denmark.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, come here. Aqua, now, are these one of the groups, because you probably know a little bit more about them than I do. But do they have any actual? Where is their talent behind them? Like, was there?
I mean, I think so. I don't know if the singer, the female, there was like the female singer and then the man singer, René Dief. Yeah, I forget what she was called. Which is typical man shit. God damn it.
Yeah,
and then they had, but I think Lene Nystrøm, she could sing, I think. He could definitely not sing, and he could do a very bad imitation of something he thought was rap.
Because he was bald, right? He was baldy guy, right?
What's that got to do with the voice?
I'm just...
That seems like a dig at bald people.
No, it's not a dig at bald people. I'm bringing back the images.
Okay, all right.
And he had a weird tattoo here kind of thing.
Yeah.
Was that a tattoo?
No, I think it was just painted on.
Okay, right, okay.
Yeah, because I don't think he...
Yeah, on his, like, on his temples he had something, right?
Yeah. So I think she had maybe a little bit of singing talent, but I think that the true talent was the two people behind them. The guy, I think, like they were basically the producers of the...
Okay,
the pop hits.
Would you describe Danes as, like... Do they take themselves seriously? Can they take the piss out of themselves? Like, is this group like the kind of antithesis to what a stereotypical Dane might be, in the sense as like it's real, like almost slapstick fun, you know, let's go party?
No, I actually think they were kind of I think they were a little bit... Danes can definitely take the piss of themselves, and there is a lot of irony in this, and sarcasm, of course, obviously, about the Barbie Girl thing. But because they're quite... I think Danes, there's something called Jentelo, which is kind of like a unwritten rule about you can't really be boastful, you shouldn't put yourself up. I'm number one, I'm the greatest. Like, you have to be quite sort of... It's all about the greater good and the community, and like no one should be sort of... rewarded more than anybody else and stuff like that. So I think that they tapped into something else, and in the 90s, late 90s, like that was kind of fresh and maybe something young people were trying to jump onto. It was very American.
Big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's... I think it became popular probably when I was about maybe 10, 11 or 12 or whatever age I was.
Yeah.
So I wasn't really thinking of the nationality of the group. It was just... it's one of those songs that's so famous that you don't like... Yeah. You know, you don't even associate it with people. It's just like, it's just something that's...
The world made this.
Yeah. It's all the best parts of us.
Yeah.
Is Owen spoke about that.
It is the We Are the World part two.
Actually, before we continue, you said there was three songs.
Yeah, then I think there's a... Like, when Owen asked me this, my first thought was, like, because Danes love to bike, at least here on the main island, so there's a lovely song called I'm So Happy For My Bicycle.
Okay.
And I just think that's a
Daner song.
A Daner song, yeah. Yeah, så glad for min cykel. det kommer hurtigt rundt omkring. So I'm so happy for my bicycle. It brings me to and from.
Amazing.
Quickly.
Simple.
I was in a bar at Christmas time a few years ago here in Copenhagen.
I'm sorry for singing.
No. Beautiful voice of an angel. A fallen angel. And there's a song. Speaking of We Are the World and all this, feed the world, let them know it's Christmas. You know those Live Aid. There's a Danish version of that. There's something about and it. I don't know what's it's it, so what's someone called.
I think a drop in the ocean.
Yeah, it's about like feeding African children or something like this. What's the lyrics? I remember somebody explained the lyrics and they're like, "Ooh, that's a bit on the nose."
Okay. Have you seen that Russell Brand movie where he's like a faded rock star?
Yeah. Get him. Oh no.
Get him to the Greek.
Get him to the Greek. Yeah.
I think that's the movie.
Yeah, he does. He has that song.
He has like an African, his new comeback song. Yeah, right? This kind of African child, I think.
Yes, African child, that's it. Yeah.
It's kind of that vibe. Yeah. Somebody
told me the lyrics, and I was like, ooh, that's really on the nose. Like, I mean, you're not even, like, it's not even trying to be polite. And then, but the funny thing was, the whole bar was singing it. Everybody knew the lyrics. They're like, well, you know, the bar in Cognito, a red bar, a lot of journalists go there.
Oh, yeah.
It was there. It was there. Okay, all the journalists were singing that.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, God. They should know better, really.
No.
Okay. Yeah. And then there's like a guy called Kim Larsen who was like a really big guy. And he's made a bunch of like, it's probably if you were asked most Danes, maybe 10, 20 years older than me, they would mention one of his songs.
Okay.
And there's several.
I think... From my experience of seeing Kim Larsen and people talking about on his music playing, I think he's on par with like Shane McGowan in Ireland. He's like the Danish Shane McGowan, bit of a rugged guy, bit like husky voice,
singer songwriter. Kind
yeah,
of
yeah, yeah. But he had like a band though. Like he had
big
like,
mouth.
Yeah,
big mouth.
Yeah.
If, literally or
yeah.
like
okay. no the, yeah yeah literally not okay and also a big mouth
don't tell him a secret
figuratively sense
yeah. don't tell him a secret yeah. awful man to keep a secret
big mouth loud mouth I meant yeah so, yeah. yeah
all right
yeah so that some yeah that's probably a good selection
okay Barbie Girl would be number one though that's pretty epic.
Would you, I'm really curious so like do you think if you bumped into it where was it
Cambodia
like, Cambodia the theoretical yeah. Cambodia
I'm imagining I have drank a lot of like Red Bull vodka at this point
yeah.
So you're
think,
buzzed you're
I
like
that's the vibe yeah.
and the bar is in a treehouse it's a treehouse that you've climbed up a rope ladder
yeah,
to get
yeah,
there
yeah, yeah,
and you're
yeah.
very worried about how you're going to get down
yeah. we've all been there
that's the general would you want genuinely would put Barbie Girl on
no
no okay
no, I cool. would not personally no.
yeah cool
and I would probably not talk to that Danish person either I would hide from that Danish person because okay. I hate meeting Danish people on vacation yeah. I don't mind them here in this country but just when I'm on holiday I don't fucking want to see Danish people
really
yeah I get I fucking hate it ruins my holiday
what
when I'm on the plane home and I hear Danish I'm just so depressed
no
yeah
that's interesting
why
I think it's something my dad put in me.
Danes are shit outside of Copenhagen.
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think it's something from my childhood. Hard to quite pinpoint, but
I kind of get it though. Like it depends. There's a time when you'd be the same on when you're abroad when you're traveling. There's a time and a moment to that you need the Irish bar or whatever. But then there's also many times, many moments where you're like, no, fuck, I need to like make an effort to not be in that community and to like actually experience a culture and you don't want to be one of those people that's like just hanging around with people from your own country all the time but there's
and maybe because I'm and I think that's a Danish thing a little bit not great with conflict so I don't want to have that like oh no I don't want to hang out with Danish people so if they are like and I feel like Danes could be very like we're Danish man we should hang out now
yeah.
And like no why stop ruining my holiday and it's not so much the person it's just you're ruining the illusion that like I am away from Denmark and I'm on holiday and I'm experiencing authentic cultures like that Danish talk like oh fuck
There's a place in Bulgaria and there's along the Black Sea coast in Bulgaria there's a bunch of like resorts and one's definitely Swedish and is there like Sunny Beach is that Danish or is that a Swedish one
no I mean it's not Danish but like there are
a lot of Danes, that's what I mean. It's like because there's these places where a lot of one nationality goes to so like I don't know is it like a tour group started doing it years ago organizing it but like you'll go to these and a resort so it's like you it's like not a fenced off thing, but it's like a bunch of hotels and bars in one. Like, what are we talking about in Spain today? We mentioned that there's a
Alicante.
No,
Benidorm.
Benidorm, yeah. So Benidorm is like a famous city just for British Brits, tourists. Yeah. So you have these like Swedish and Danish ones in Bulgaria where people go to.
Random.
I was on an island in Thailand called Koh Lanta, and like the main bit, like where the town kind of was just Swedish.
What? Just
all Swedish shops and names and. Yeah.
Random.
Where was
this? They were just missing an IKEA in Thailand, in Koh Lanta. But they just like fucking moved there and like, this is a great island.
That's strange.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. That's so weird.
Yeah. So,
this is an unplanned question that's randomly popped into my head, right? But it was only a few years ago. It was when Trump wanted to buy it that I realized Greenland is part of Denmark or the Danish Empire, what'd you call it? Or
part of our
or your
constituents
in the constituency
history. But I mean, they've been given a certain amount of
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
That sounds really bad to phrase it like that. They've been given...
true, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds bad, but it's true.
It's true, yeah. They've been given a sort of... I forget what the word is, but like a lot of like self-governance where before they were like purely dependent on like financial aid from us, but that also meant like we got to call all the shots, basically.
Yeah.
But now, you know, they have their own government and but there is still some cross-pollination, so they have people in parliament here in the Danish parliament.
Okay.
I think they have two.
Yeah.
Because a lot of the Danish politics has influence on Greenland's politics as well, so there's a lot of crossover still, but
And you know the way, so obviously Ireland being former part of the British Empire, we'd obviously watch a lot of the BBC, even, you know, we'd watch some TV from Australia and things like that. So there's like, there's that kind of, you know, link within culture still to this day.
Yeah.
I'm like curious if like you guys are like, there's a really famous comedy from Greenland or something, or vice versa. Do they watch all Danish stuff?
I think it goes mostly Denmark to Greenland. I wish I could say I'd seen a really famous Greenlandic sketch or a comedy troupe. I'm sure there is one. There's some music that's gotten like come out of there, and they have quite an interesting music scene. We did like an episode on like
on a festival, Arctic Sounds, I think it was called.
Oh, Arctic Sounds.
It was a music
Arctic
festival Sounds. In Greenland. Nuuk.
In Nuuk, yeah. And that was quite interesting. That was some interesting.
It's just random. It's like one of those things that, like, you don't. Like, we spoke a few weeks ago about the 4.5 on the curiosity scale, which is like, it's just this stupid idea of things that you're kind of, you're curious about, but you've never actually gone to the effort of learning anything about it.
Yeah.
I can't remember what else we had on 4.5 on the curiosity scale. French Canada was one. French Canada was another place we spoke about.
Ah, yeah. Quebec.
Quebec. Okay.
Yeah, that was our last episode.
Yeah. Actually, Mary's has
my dad's Canadian.
You're like a perfect transition from our last episode to this episode. It's the personification of a transition. It's amazing. But yeah, it's just one of those things that I know so little about. Such a big place.
Yeah. Well,
I love that. What was it, 4.5 out of 10? Was it
4.5.
Yeah. What was the other one? So is I'm trying to think of other good 4.5s now.
But there's I was talking about what do you call those things that eat blueberries for?
Antioxidants.
I was like, I eat things, you drink things with antioxidants in them.
Yeah.
You don't actually know what it does or anything about it.
No. True. Yeah.
Is there anything Danish 4.5 that you have in your life that you're like, you know it exists, it's Danish, but you don't know anything about it?
I think like open-faced sandwiches. Like,
oh, yeah, okay.
I know I could maybe name one of our sort of, they have these particular names, but like I've never gone to, I don't recall going to a traditional sort of Smarple open-faced sandwich place, which is very traditional sandwiches here. Do you know what that is?
It's just a sandwich with one piece of bread, right?
I mean, most Danes would probably take offense at that description, but technically you were correct, yes. So, but yeah, I know very little about that, and it's probably lower than 4.8, my curiosity about it also, but, you know, but I eat things, so.
What is it? So let's go into that a little bit deeper. The open-faced sandwiches, what exactly is it that's, I guess, so good about them or so popular about them? Like, This is new to
me. I mean, I think the whole treat is, like, you can get some really good rye bread. Like, there is really delicious rye bread out there. Mm-hmm.
with a lot a of statement seed. I've never, like, I'm like, I mean,
that's probably the most Danish statement I've ever made in my life. I feel very nationalistic right now.
Get out there, guys. I mean, get that rye bread.
I gotta tell you, there's some really good rye bread out there.
For those listening in not Scandinavia, like, if you're in Super Value now, and you're wondering which one's the rye bread, look at the bread. If you're listening to this on your podcast, you're walking through the supermarket, look at the breads, look at the one that looks like cardboard, and that's the rye bread.
so you gotta start with a good base, you know, a good foundation. So some good rye bread with a lot of seeds in, it's nice. And then you can do all sorts of things. You can go, you know, go fish, you can go some meats. That's the two directions. But then there's
fish.
A lot of toppings, and yeah, pickled herring.
Yes, that's the one.
You can, you know. There's an eggy. There's an egg one. There's a potato one.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's some vegan options.
For because we don't have time to go into like everything. As I said to you before, we actually started recording. We're not really going to get a good understanding of what Denmark is all about. But there is a couple of things which I think are very cool here. Obviously,
I mean, no matter how much time you would have had, I wouldn't have been the person to so, so totally fine.
No, but just from my own point of view, which I found interesting, is like obviously the food scene here is probably, if not one of the best, they're best in the world, just with the different restaurants. I haven't, unfortunately, been to any of them, but I've seen plenty of reviews, and, you know, it's kind of well-renowned as, like, a food capital of the world. Definitely a fashion capital of the world as well, which is... So my partner Monica is big into fashion, and she's like, we're going back and we're going to all the shops and the vintage shops and see what people are wearing and all that kind of stuff, because it's a bit further ahead of us than us Dubliners and people living in Dublin. So I don't know, I just found that interesting.
Harsh.
Yeah, you all look shite like me. But that's all right. Yeah, and I don't know why this has come into my head. So I got up at 4 o'clock this morning. I'm a little bit tired. I'm probably not thinking straight. I'm the tangential thinking here. But I don't know why I was thinking that you said people listening to this in the supermarket. And then... because I've been on a flight yesterday, a flight today, I binged a lot of podcasts. And then I realized quite a lot of people probably are listening to this. If they fly and listen to the podcast, they'll probably listen to this on the flight.
Mm.
And it's just, I don't know. I never thought about that before.
Is this literally the
that's
this
all.
Is
I'm
dead
just
end.
Speaking my mind.
This is a cul-de-sac of a conversation.
But then I was thinking, like, nobody, like, well, probably there is some podcasts out there that design their podcast specifically for flights.
Well, there's I've been on flights and they have an on-flight podcast. Like,
oh, really?
The airline makes their own podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just be the pilots. Just have a chat. Great. Because they're not doing a whole lot for most of that flight, basically.
That's a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
They're looking down and be like, that looks like a shit
because
country.
Because man, that's
I don't want to land
genuinely,
there.
That's a great idea.
I'm so fucking tired of looking at the ocean.
Because
what if I just pushed down right now?
The air hostess, air hostess today, you know, when she's doing her little safety demonstration or whatever, and I was happened to be sitting beside the exit seat, and I'm not a nervous flyer generally, but she just used a particular verb today while describing, you know, what happens that made me nervous. I never thought about it this way before. She goes, because, you know, like, if you sit beside the emergency thing, you have to be the one to open the door, right? And in my head, I'm always like, okay, that's because the pilot has successfully landed in water or something. I'm going to open this door. A slide shoots out and there's a guy in a boat, like, literally there waiting for you. You know, best case scenario, right?
Yeah, okay.
Or you're dead. Like, that's just never... And she goes...
Well, I thought that's what she said. Or you're all dead!
Yeah.
Can no I check seats?
Yeah. No, then she goes, if you're happy enough, just pull down the handle and the door will fly off. I was like, whoa, okay.
Flashbacks of Alaska flights. Oh, good, okay.
Yeah, it's random. Anyway, all right, back to these questions.
Yeah.
So we had unofficial national anthem. We've kind of spoken about food a little bit, actually. We'll go with, I think I might have touched on it already accidentally, but what would be the easiest way to offend a Danish person?
You just go talk to them. Never been harsh, but... Unlike what what my impression of the Irish is that you're very easy people to go talk to. I don't think Danes are. So just trying to start a conversation with a stranger, I think you're going to end up, at least at the beginning, unless you're very charming and make us feel good, you're going to offend us a little bit.
And is it like... Wow, that's weird. Is that like stranger danger or...
No. It's just another
lesson from your father. They're all out to get you.
I think we're just northern people and it gets cold here, and so especially in wintertime, like we just need a candle and a blanket and something warm with alcohol in it.
Yeah.
And we're not that open to new people.
Because there's kind of a little bit of
high... really drunk until...
Fair. That's what we have in common. but there seems to be like a little bit of a hibernation, no, in winter, where people like...
For sure,
You spoke about the... What's that word? Is it hygge?
Hygge.
Yeah, this word. This idea of being at home and being warm and being cozy. And I don't know if I'm getting it exact, but...
Essentially
not being on out on the streets or in... bars or whatever. Well, I guess you'd still be going to bars.
Oh, we still go out. So, and like, you know, you might befriend a Dane. Maybe that's not completely unusual. Maybe this happens in other countries. You befriend somebody on a night when you're out drunk. You know, the next day, maybe they say, hey, we should do this again. And you write them, should we do this again? You never hear from this person.
Yeah.
I think that would be quite normal for Danes to do that. Maybe in other countries as well, I could imagine.
It is. Yeah.
If I was being slightly sarcastic there with the just talking to a stranger, I think how to offend. I think if you're being quite boastful, as I said, if sort of you're a bit of a show off, I think you're gonna maybe not offend, but people are not gonna be like, "Oh, this guy's great."
Yeah. Okay.
So
I like that though.
Yeah,
I like it. I think. We spoke about this before on the podcast, actually, about how Ireland has that, but it's quite toxic, whereas here it seems actually to balance people quite well.
Mm.
As in, we hate ourselves.
Mm. I think, you're definitely more self-deprecating.
Mm-hmm. Oh my
but also gosh. In a funnier way, like your language lends itself
funnier,
to
but,
it.
you know...
But it hurts.
We cry ourselves.
Yeah. We laugh to hide the tears.
That's exactly it. But I quite like that idea of people being humble and there's...
And not obeying the rules on the bike path. Then you'll definitely get a shouting from me.
And they don't cycle slow either. So there's a couple of times today where, you know, up at 4:30 this morning, I'm not exactly on the ball today. And you have to watch where you're going. But again, I respect that. I respect that. Cyclists, they need to get where they're going. One more for you. This is always an interesting one to see if it's hard to know. I wouldn't be able to answer this question about Ireland, but let's see if you can answer it. Is there anything about Denmark or Danish culture which you think doesn't exist anywhere else in the world?
I mean, maybe they do have this a bit in Scandinavia, but I think this open-faced sandwich fascination is pretty unique. I've not come across this many other places, I must say.
Tell me now, when you say, like, just to get it clear in my head, because I have had a piece of brown bread and a bit of smoked salmon on top or something like that, right?
Mm.
But are you thinking, because I imagine what you're
but
talking
about. But you haven't categorized it as a unique thing. That's what I mean. That's the unique part. It's not so much that it's a piece of bread with something on top and it was just a rye bread. But it's the fact that we have, you know, taken pride in this.
Yeah.
This is somewhat ridiculous.
There's a set of mountains.
It's not ridiculous, though.
Is it, like, you can't just have, like, a small bowl is like a proper one. there's a set amount of toppings, as in like, it's not just like anything on a bit of bread is a small boat. There's like 150 types or something. What, is there a number?
Yeah, there's probably. Yeah,
so there's like
yeah.
an official ones you get.
Yeah.
So you've got like.
It's not just like I put a bit of butter and I put a bit of that and now it's a small boat. It's like there are set menus.
It's like
stuff
imagine like there's a set amount of cocktails, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like an old fashioned, a cosmopolitan. Like that's our cocktails. It's just small boat.
So but making it sound so cool.
It's really not.
So no, I don't understand. There's 150 different types of toppings.
That's off the top of my head. I'm going to Google it. I'm not sure.
All right. Well, let's just say it's 150.
Yeah, let's get the facts here.
So I'm at an Acco concert, and I decide I want an open face sandwich before I'm going to just after offending someone by speaking to them.
Yeah.
I'm getting the full Danish experience. What is the most typical?
So what you had? So that's not an open face sandwich, but that's a quite at that exact scenario you would get what you got earlier, just a greasier version of it, a pork grind sandwich, sandwich.
Which was very good, I have to say. Yeah.
So amazing, you wouldn't. Actually. This is like it is kind of fancy, yet still you know without being snobbish. You know, it's an every man's thing.
Yeah.
But it is kind of, and especially now when it's not, you know, so much in the zeitgeist, it is kind of a special treat you go for, or so it's a bit more fancy now. But yeah, you can't just, you know, it's not just make it your own kind of version of it.
Okay.
There's one called the veterinarian's night snack.
Okay.
That's like a one.
That's like an old fashioned
taste. Yeah, like that. Yeah. So they have these kind of names.
Veterinarian's night snack.
Yeah.
Interesting name.
Yeah.
And what's the ingredients of that? Do I'm rabbit?
No. I don't know the exact recipe, so I don't want to offend anybody.
I get you now when you say cocktails then. So you say it's like, for example, what's a pina colada? I don't actually know what's in a pina colada. If you told me it's vodka, I'd be like, no, okay. Yeah. But it's probably not. But
yeah,
I don't actually know the exact ingredients.
Exactly.
So you know the names, but you don't know the exact. That's interesting.
Yeah.
There you go. So in my search of the facts of the sandwich facts, I can't find an exact number, but it's in the hundreds. And I'm sure people are probably inventing new ones. But the sandwich was so popular, it was once on a stamp.
There you go. That's when you know you've made it.
That's pretty unique. Yeah. What other country has a sandwich on a stamp? An open face sandwich.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, that's it. That's epic. Yeah. That's epic. Yeah, really, really, really good. Yes. Really interesting kind of perspective there on Denmark and Danish culture. Yeah, it's one of those things. I don't know if this is the kind of humility when you're speaking about it, but I get the impression, although obviously you're happier, proud Danish, but is being, even speaking about Denmark as like, oh, I really love this, would that be kind of coming into that aspect of don't speak too well about something? Or
I think it's more of a personal thing. You can have national pride, and I think Danes have quite a lot of that, and I would feel a bit weird about talking like as if you're really proud of Denmark, but no, I think that's you can definitely do that.
Yeah,
Dane can be very proud of Denmark, and I think we are.
Yeah,
our Danish. Anytime we do anything just a little bit good in sports, it's like really celebrated here.
Mm.
But then it's like as a national thing, or it's the team's thing. If there's a footballer and he becomes a little bit too cocky, like we'll put him down.
Yeah,
it's the team.
Yeah, yeah. A bit of Christian Eriksen going on there.
Yeah,
it was. Well, didn't I? He was obviously and is unbelievable. So
yeah, yeah. He was pretty good. Yeah, he still is. He's alive. So yeah,
but like I'm just like just, I just watched it. Actually, you're like, what you say, incredible, and you're like, he's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That's it. Yeah.
But I think that is something we have in common. Like like you're also not boastful about. Yeah.
No, it's a weird one because I think I've been in the States and spent a few months there, but I think it's just a different culture there. But I think even in terms of public speaking in general, or just being able to communicate in general, I think Irish people are good conversationalists.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's a one to many, or if it's a one to, you know, just person speaking by himself, I think Irish people are really poor at that. I don't. We're just not that confident and about ourselves. And yeah, we're,
as in like a more like in a slightly more like leadership style. In like a, like
yeah, I think so. Like maybe I'm wrong. Actually, I mean, there's so many examples of me being wrong, and as many people. Many people who listen to this podcast, most of the day, I'm mostly wrong most of the time. And the odd time I get something right. But yeah, there's that similarity there, I think. And I think there must be a lot more, because obviously, yeah, this is like pop history, like not really, but obviously the influence of the Vikings and stuff like that. And even that must have brought some, you know, aspects of the culture to Ireland. And sure, fucking Dublin is a Viking name. Dublin. Yeah, this is something. It was Dublinia or Dublin or Black River.
Okay.
Or Blackpool, they called it, or something like that. Because that actually is the, I don't know if Viking name is the correct way of saying it, but the Celtic name of Dublin is Ballyhaclia, which is something totally different. But yeah, it was the Viking name that stuck. Obviously, Waterford, one of our best friends as well, was a Viking city, the first city of Ireland. So, you know, with all these things, it wasn't necessarily the Danes. I think it was Norwegians from West Norway, I think, had a big influence there more so than anything else. But even so, there might be similarities in the cultures there. Marius, thanks so much for doing that. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. It was a pleasure being on.
We forgot to do a part two, but we might just do a part one and a part two in a part everything, if that makes sense.
No.
Like, make it like two parts, but in one part. So, you know the way, like an open-faced
sandwich,
like an open-faced episode.
No, it's still not going to be.
It's a lot of lack of sleep. So it's like a circle, but an unfinished circle. But it goes all around and back again, but never finishes, never ends.
I don't know what's going on with him. I don't know what's going on with him. All right, thanks, Mark.
All right, that's it. Nice one.
Very good.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.